Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 3, 2021, about his top gripes about how public health professionals are communicating COVID-19 risk. This is Segment 8, Selling COVID-19 Vaccination to Trump Supporters. For the other segments, the complete two-hour interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
I think for now, the focus on vaccine hesitancy is premature. Right now, I think we should respect people's desire to wait, partly because all the polls show that willingness to get vaccinated is going up. Let it go up. Don't tinker with it when it seems to be moving in the right direction. And in any case, so far, supply exceeds demand. And, you know, people who want to loiter at the end of the line are they're doing the rest of us a favor.
You mean demand exceeds supply?
Oh, I'm sorry. Exactly. Demand exceeds supply. So, you know, wait until supply exceeds demand before we worry about vaccine hesitancy. But insofar as we're going to worry about it, I think we need to think about individualism more, because by far the biggest group of highly vaccine hesitant people are Trump supporters. The evidence is extremely clear that, you know, that, you know, if you, you know, that there are some studies where Black Americans and Republican Americans are about equally vaccine hesitant. In most studies, Republicans are more hesitant than Blacks. And for sure, there are more Republicans than Blacks. So if you're thinking about getting the country to herd immunity, Black vaccine hesitancy is a problem, and Republican vaccine hesitancy is a bigger problem. And yet there's an enormous amount of attention being paid to vaccine hesitancy of people of color, and as far as I know, practically no attention being paid to vaccine hesitancy among Republicans, and in particular among Trump supporters, who are the most vaccine hesitant of all.
And some of it is.
And if we're going to appeal to them, it's not going to be it's going to be a different set of messages that makes sense to that cohort of people.
Yes, and I would say that it seems like there are two things that could be done that would help a lot. One is to stop downplaying the understanding that vaccines do cut down on transmission, and so the rest of us should care that Trump supporters aren't getting vaccinated, because that will have an effect on everybody, and that we should be open about that, and also that. Why not give the Trump administration credit for warp speed?
credit. Credit would help a lot. I mean, this is perhaps fantasy, but you know, I'd love to write a PSA for Donald Trump to give about, you know, this was my biggest achievement, and for heaven's sake, don't undermine my biggest achievement by not taking part in it. If you support me, get vaccinated. We could probably save a lot of lives that way. And I don't know whether he'd be willing to do that PSA or not. What's interesting is public health is not interested in asking him.
Or even talking about warp speed and the fact that we went from phase three trials to a lot of vaccine fast because there was the advanced planning to get things out fast, and that was all part of the program. Might not have been perfect, but we wouldn't be where we are today if it hadn't existed.
And right now, the day we're talking, a fairly big news story is the discovery that the Trump administration took billions of dollars away from some hospital budget and redirected that money for Operation Warp Speed. And the coverage is, how dare they? And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, thank God they did that.
I think that, somehow there's this assumption that it must be bad, but that the vaccines, we hope, and most of us believe, will keep people from overwhelming the hospitals, that the getting that warp speed ultimately will be good for the hospitals, even if it means having to borrow some money from some other part of the system.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole bunch of things that Trump did wrong that he's accountable for. And, you know, I think there's a good case to be made that if he had done those things better, you know, we wouldn't be looking at more than 500,000 deaths.
Yes.
But the one thing that he did obviously right was Operation Warp Speed. And I think there is a equally good case to be made that if he hadn't done that right, we would be looking at another year or two of 2020. By all means, let's keep talking about the things he did wrong, but why are we not talking about the thing he did right? Especially since we, you know, there's this 40% or so of the US population that might be more willing to get vaccinated if we give Trump credit for that achievement.
Yeah, I don't know any personally people that I know, some people who have been following the side effects and are concerned about there's a lot of hype about the relatively rare allergic reactions. But it seems like, that it's illogical for people who like Trump to not want to get vaccinated when that was one of Trump's areas of emphasis in the pandemic, was getting the vaccines. He was never anti-vaccine. Trump never, I don't think there was any time Trump ever said anything to suggest that the vaccines were not the way out. So I don't know what is wrong with these people that they don't want to get their vaccine if they like Trump, they should like the vaccine.